College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam! You hear it? It's Gene the Dancing Machine!
Oh, no. Man, that this show made you think about, man, what did those people do before they came out on stage? They were definitely doing some stuff in the green room at the Gong Show.
Hey, listen to you. I'm dancing.
Yeah. It's Sam and Greg
on
this Saturday morning with Noel other side of the dance, and Greg is doing his Gene the Dancing Machine. We can't find Chuck Barris. Glad you're with us anyway. Looking for some rain later on today. Hopefully not too much, but hopefully all this rain comes through this week. In a couple of weeks, there'll be no rain. That's because NASCAR will be in town, and we'll all head down. Check out the action at New Echo Park Speedway.
That is the only thing they are missing out there is some sort of talent show. Because they got the talent there. They just need to put on a show with the racing.
They can have you right next to the Sea Lions. The Sea Lions are coming back. that'll be nice. Yeah, dancing right beside the Sea Lions.
And the fun I'm having right now doesn't come close to the fun that folks are going to have when they get out to, once again, Echo Park Speedway,
yep.
Atlanta Motor Speedway, next weekend for Quaker State 400, but an entire race weekend of events. And we welcome Brandon on. I'm out of breath. Sam, you talk.
You know what I
mean? I've been
dancing. See, that's what he does, Brandon. He gets all worked up like this. How you doing, first of all?
Yeah.
Sam, Greg, I am doing fine. Sounds like you guys are at Mardi Gras this morning. I'll tell you what. Moving and shaking over there. Yeah, man, we are getting ready for the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart, as you guys said, at the brand new Echo Park Speedway coming up here in about 13 days, guys.
Can I ask you, Brandon, because, I mean, that was the first thing we thought of. How long has this name addition been in the works? Is that something, I mean, it hits and it works for us, but, again, we're so used to saying, you know, just Atlanta Motor Speedway, but now welcoming the folks at Echo Park and renaming the track. That's been in the works for a little bit.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the guys at Echo Park Automotive have been partners with Speedway Motorsports for years. Sonic Automotive is one of the largest dealer networks in the nation. Echo Park Automotive operates in 13 different markets. There's 17 different locations. We had to work under the cloak of darkness, for lack of a better term, for about 60 days. And while that does sound like a long time, and it was a long time, when you start thinking about everything that has to be done to make the big switch, it's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of long days, a lot of hard nights to make sure that we were ready for the announcement. But we're excited. The next 7 years, the Speedway in Atlanta will be referred to as Echo Park Speedway, and we couldn't be happier about that.
Man, it is great. Absolutely. It was great to have him this morning joining us. Always great to have him on, Brandon Hutchinson. And he is social. Always find him at BrandonHutch72 at BrandonHutch72. There's even going to be something that the winner of the race receives, synonymous with Echo Park, right?
We took the trophy up a notch. You know, there's certain speedways that are known for some pretty cool trophies, and it's always good to win a race, but it's even better when you can win one of those iconic trophies. The guys at Echo Park Automotive really stepped up to the plate, and the winner of the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart is not only going to receive the trophy, is not only going to receive a basket of peaches from Southern Bell Farms, but they're going to get a custom-built Harley-Davidson from Sturgis Harley-Davidson. They're going to get the trailer to tow it in. They're going to get a Chevrolet Silverado to tow it with. So I don't think there's a better trophy in NASCAR. I don't think there's a better trophy in motorsports. Christopher Bell was down there for the big reveal a couple of weeks ago, and I said, Christopher, if you don't ride and you win this race, let me know, man. I'll make you an offer. It is a sweet bike. It's going to be pretty cool.
That is very cool because, you know, Greg loves the guitar in Nashville, and then there's the grandfather clock in Martinsville. But I think what we're giving out here.
Yeah, you did it. You did it. Congratulations. You trumped them all, man.
Listen, guys, this Harley Davidson from Sturgis Harley is outstanding. It's amazing. It's beautiful. You guys know since we've increased the banking in 2022 to 28 degrees, the racing at Echo Park Speedway is as exciting as you'll find anywhere in NASCAR. It's going to be here in a couple weeks. And, hey, we've raised the stakes. You know, I believe Sam said that all we need is a talent show. We've got a talent show. We've got the Red Trouser Group. As you guys were talking about, we've got Sea Lions. We've got the Canine Stars. We've got a free kid zone. We've got a mechanical bull, laser light shows, fireworks shows. It is an entire weekend of entertainment, not just on track, but off track as well.
Yeah, now there's more to it because this is also going to be the start of an in-season tournament, and the broadcast will go over to TNT Sports as Turner returns to NASCAR.
Absolutely. It's been just over a decade since TNT has been in NASCAR. We are getting them back. Hometown broadcast partner at Echo Park Speedway, brand new racetrack. The place looks amazing. TNT is going to do a phenomenal job for those fans that can't make it to the track, bringing it to them live on TV. So that's going to be a lot of fun. The in-season tournament, listen, they started the points for the in-season tournament last week at Michigan, this weekend at Mexico City, and next weekend at Pocono will determine the seeding for the top 32 drivers. They'll be in pairs. 16 will be eliminated coming out of Atlanta. It's an additional $1 million for one driver. So not only is there the race win on the line that gets you into the playoffs, not only is there a trophy, a truck, a bike, and a trailer, but there's $1 million on the line too. Under the lights, middle of summer, kids are out of school, Saturday night, guys, not Sunday night. Saturday night in Atlanta.
You got to like that.
Yeah.
Brandon Hutchison joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, we talk about you and your love of this sport. We know you're going to have sparks coming off your heels next weekend when it's race weekend here. But throughout the course of the season, Brandon, how much of a fan do you get to be of your sport?
Man, I love it. I love every other weekend, probably just a little bit more because I get to kick my heels up on the couch outside under my deck and have an icy cold one. I stay in tune with it all year long. You know, that's the beautiful thing of getting to do what I do. I am a race fan. I love professional sports. We've got the best drivers in the world. We've got the best racetrack in the world. Hopefully a lot of your listeners will come out and join us. We've got camping packages. We've got stuff going on all weekend. We've talked about everything but access to drivers. We've got all kinds of driver Q&A at the Thor Camper Appreciation Party starting on Thursday night, straight through race weekend. Fans will have an opportunity to see and meet their favorite drivers. It's a big weekend, guys. I can't believe we're already back. It seems like they just left Atlanta a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And we hope that you guys continue to be that be a part of that playoff too. You know, Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'll tell you, you know, we were in the playoffs last year, came out of the playoffs, and I scratched my head a little bit because ticket sales were slow. And Greg, listen, the last few weeks, ticket sales have been off the charts. I guess everybody's figuring out it's the middle of summer. They can get their 4th of July week started off a little bit early at Echo Park Speedway. Kids are out of school. Kids are only $10 for one of the biggest races of the year, so it's a cool deal. There's tons of entertainment, tons of access, just a lot to do. And listen, the best way to take in a race week at Echo Park Speedway is to camp, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully people will get their 4th of July week started off early. Come camp with us. We've got opportunities for kids to ride their bikes on the track. We've got opportunities for moms and dads to drive their car on the high banks of Echo Park Speedway. We've got the party in the Peach Pit after the Focused Health 250 on Friday night. As I said, big fireworks shows, free kid zones. Hey, on Friday, kids are absolutely free. So, as I've told you guys before, we're cheaper than a matinee movie.
Yeah. Now, what about the, you know, is tomorrow's Father's Day and people haven't gotten a thing for dad? Why not sink us some tickets quick and stay 400 available at Walmart?
Man, that's a great idea. You know, it's right here in town. It's in your backyard. It's an easy get to go to EchoParkSpeedway.com to pick up those tickets. I'm telling you, Dad would love it. And even if Dad's not a NASCAR fan, getting to spend time with his wife and kids and getting to get outdoors as we kick off summer, there couldn't be a better time to be in Atlanta. There couldn't be a better time to be at Echo Park Speedway here in just, like I said, about 14 days.
Now, I have to do something here real quick, Brandon. And, Sam, you didn't know I was going to do this, but I do have some – no, this is – I need to give Brandon and everyone out there at Echo Park Speedway some flowers. Brandon, I've been doing some work with Arthur Blank's Children's Hospital and putting together some connections with the film industry and helping them out do that. But one of the things I do know that they're doing – the Friday, was it next weekend, is the week of the 23rd, folks are coming from the hospital, they've been granted access around Echo Park Speedway to videotape, film some things around there for race weekend that they are going to bring that video back to the hospital so these kids can see how a race weekend is put together and what they're doing to prepare for this race week. I found that out while I was working, and I just thought that was the coolest thing. This hospital is really trying to ingratiate itself to all the places that put on big events to bring back to these kids so they can see how it's done here in Atlanta. And I heard that you guys gave access to them, and I just wanted to say that's beautiful and thank you for them because they can't wait
man,
to go out
you
there.
You're welcome, man. You know, I mean, listen, life can be tough, right? And there's no greater pain than seeing children that are having struggles at an early stage in life. And if we can help bring just a tiny bit of happiness, if we can bring a little bit of joy, if we can bring a smile to somebody's face, listen, and it doesn't just help the kids. It helps the parents that are in the situation as well. So happy to do it. It's one of the things that's most important to us. You know, being a professional sports facility in such a large market, or in any market for that matter, it's a big responsibility, and I think we've got to do everything we can to be good stewards of the responsibility that we're given and to be able to do something, even if it's a little something for the kids. We're always there and happy to do it. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're wrapping up with Brandon Hutchins. Before I let you go, we're racing south of the border this weekend. Thoughts about what we might see, and what have you heard about what we might see down in Mexico City?
Well, as you can imagine, it's been a wild ride getting from Michigan to Mexico City, 2,200 miles, I heard it was. They're battling a little bit of weather down there in Mexico City. I think the TV compound got a little bit wet the day before yesterday. But make no mistake, these are the best at what they do, and I think you will see an exciting race when they do get to race. Hopefully that's tomorrow afternoon, and I've heard nothing but great things about the facility. I know that the racers are excited about being there. And hey, maybe we can get a new winner this year. Chase Elliott seems to feel at home on road courses. Maybe we can get our hometown boy to Victory Lane this week and notch his seed in the midseason playoffs. So when they get to the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart here in just a couple weeks, he'll be a little relaxed and can do well in Atlanta as well.
All right. That's what we'll watch for. Brandon, always appreciate you spending some time with
us. Yes, sir.
It is the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart coming up Saturday, June 28th at Echo Park Speedway. That's where we're going to be. We're looking forward to seeing it. Of course, we're going to have our crew from the morning shift will be down there as well, right? We're going to have Bo and Mike down there, right?
Bo and Mike are always there, and you guys are always welcome too. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to talk about our race here in a couple weeks. And listen, hopefully some of your listeners will choose to come out and see us. I know everybody can't make it, but we'd sure like to see everybody. And listen, happy Father's Day weekend to all the fathers out there. Hope y'all have a great one.
You got it, Brandon. Brandon Hutchison, as always, man. And like we say this about certain sports that you don't think about going out there. The race fans already got this locked in. But if you've never been out to Atlanta Motor Speedway,
you need to go see it.
The second you get out your car and you hear that noise and feel that crowd, it's something that you just can't describe here.
Absolutely.
And it'll turn you around. So again, next weekend, Atlanta Motor Speedway, Quaker State 400, available at Walmart at Echo Park Speedway. We got to make sure we continue to say that,
because
otherwise
you remember that.
Tough here.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.